Yes, Rob.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, great. Now, you said that maybe we can get a snippet of your talent for the Death Scream audience. I'll just sit back here.
Sure.
I don't know. It's up to you what number you're going to do.
Do you like Old Rainbow?
Absolutely.
How about some Catch the Rainbow for you?
Okay. Ah, great.
Okay. When evening falls, she'll run to me like whispered dreams your eyes can see. Soft and warm, she'll touch my face against the wind, against the rain. We believe we catch the rainbow, ride the wind to the sun. Is that enough for you there?
That was absolutely beautiful, mesmerizing.
And life's not a wheel with chains made of steel, so bless me.
Yes. Well, what do you think about social icons like Charlie Sheen or Lady Gaga? Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel amidst all this social insanity?
I joke around with Lady Gaga, and, you know, my friends and I, when award shows come on, sometimes we rank on the celebrities, but I really do feel the music industry has gone to pot. You know, it's not like it was years ago, but then, you know, what are you going to do? You know, change happens, and record executives want to make that money now. They don't want to wait around anymore, you know. But as far as Charlie Sheen, you know, he's just somebody that's in the limelight that likes to party and, you know, has certain, you know, issues. But, you know, a lot of women seem to like him, so, you know, I have no qualms about him, you know.
I believe they said that if you hang out with 20-year-old porn stars, you're going to think you're a genius, too.
Yes, that is correct. I don't know in detail everything he's done. I've been reading some of the headlines and some of the stuff on, you know, on Facebook that people have been posting. And, yeah, I dedicated a tune to him the other day by Queensryche called Breakdown, but, you know, it was not really a good joke, I guess, but, you know, just kidding around. And
sure.
But he's, you know, hey, look, I still wouldn't mind being in his shoes, you know, so, you know what I mean?
anybody new you're listening to in metal or rock?
As far as new heavy metal is concerned, I'm still a lot on the old school stuff. As far as the oldest I'll go is I love Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and, you know, Chris Cornell. And I think one of the last really great, great singers, in my eyes, is Scott Weiland from STP. You know, I'm not really familiar with a lot of the metal today. It's more on the hardcore death side. Like, I'm not familiar with Slipknot and all that kind of stuff. I like it. Like I said before, I like the old school stuff like Merciful Fate and King Diamond. I am not an atheist. You know, the stuff is kind of deep, you know. I believe in God, you know, doesn't matter who he is. But like I said, I raised my sons Catholic and... But I like a little bit of everything, and I do like Slayer as far as hardcore stuff is concerned, still. A lot of the old school stuff, Celtic Frost.
Well, sure. Rob Cassisi, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
So great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and good luck to you, and, you know, hope to be seeing everybody out there soon, and it was an honor.
There you have it. It's March 2011, and we have Rob Cassisi here. Thank you, and good night. This is Rich Castle from Death Scream Magazine saying good night. Want to say good night, Rob?
Have a good night, all. Bye-bye.
Thanks.